Year in Review. This article was originally published on August 16. Port Robinson is such a tight-knit community that even a ship crashing into the bridge, connecting its east and west side, has not been able to tear it apart. That's why, on August 24, Port Robinson Proud, PRP, a group of current and former residents, marked the 50th anniversary of the collision along with the village's resilience. 50 years ago, on August 25, 1974, the 600-foot ore carrier Steelton, traveling northbound on the Welland Canal, struck and destroyed what was Bridge 12, operated by the St. Lawrence Seaway. The east tower of the bridge toppled over, while the west tower collapsed in on itself. The bridge span was pushed into the water, severely deformed. The damage to the bridge was estimated at that time to be between $15 and $20 million. That's $92 to $123 million in today's dollars, so it was scrapped in its entirety. But today, the bridge at ferry services runs daily from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. from mid-May through to October, providing a quick and unique way for residents and visitors to cross the canal. Geography has contained growth on the east side of the canal, allowing the village to keep its quaint character, while to the west, new subdivisions are cropping up. I have been here for 34 years. It is a great, quiet town, said PRP's Manon Key, adding that it's not far from amenities in Welland. She said that the village's ice cream shop and pub, the Bridge 12 pub and eatery, has become a popular spot for visitors. The east side of the community has a historical cemetery a short walk from the ferry dock, the Carl Missiner Bald Cemetery, which is the resting place of some of the earliest settlers of the Port Robinson village and is closely associated with the United Empire Loyalists. Port Robinson boasts some of the most interesting history during the era of the 1800s right through to today, said Nancy Waters, one of PRP's founding members. It was once the hub of shipbuilding with a strong economic and social presence. Today, Port Robinson is a quiet village which has become a favorite stop for visitors, including cyclists navigating the Greater Niagara Circle route. On Saturday, August 24, Port Robinson came together to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the bridge collapse. The celebratory event was kicked off at the Port Robinson Community Center, where several local dignitaries delivered speeches. In attendance were MP Vance Badawi, MPP Jeff Birch, Thorold Mayor Terry Ugolini and Councillors Tim O'Hare, Henry D'Angela, and Ken Santance. Then it was time for local historians to shed some light on the history of the area. I think it was well received, said PRP member Debbie Barnes. We had a good crowd and they were attentive and they enjoyed the cake and the refreshments. I think it went really well. Barnes said that the success of the event was not a surprise. The historical ones, when we do them, they run a big crowd. They just eat it up, she said. We have so much history here, so it's just wonderful. It was fantastic, added Waters. It was really well done, it was a good day. After the educational afternoon, it was time to party, as the local residents gathered at Bridge 12 Pub for a street dance and barbecue. Port Robinson remains united, said Judy Soriel, another member of the group. We're all still together, she said. East and west, with or without the bridge.